news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The government shutdown may be over for now, but the fight over a border wall is at a standstill.
In an ice-cold Capitol, frozen positions from the president and House Speaker.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. And if they don't have a wall, I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi is clear.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
In a new interview with the New York Times on Thursday, Donald Trump admitted he won't be satisfied with any deal the bipartisan group of 17 lawmakers now negotiating agree on, calling the exercise a, quote, waste of time, saying he'll likely go ahead and declare a national emergency and use his executive power to build his stupid wall anyway.
I think Nancy Pelosi is hurting our country very badly by doing what she's doing. And ultimately, I think I've set the table very nicely. I think people understand. Well, they understand, Peter. They didn't know what was going on in the southern border. Now they know. They had no idea the amount of crime, the amount of drugs, the amount of human trafficking, which can be stopped with a proper system.
You set the table for an emergency declaration.
I've set the table. I've set the stage for doing what I'm going to do.
Are you going to wait out for 21 days before you take it?
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the 15th. I think it's a waste of time.
So the president of the United States admits to the paper of record that he'll circumvent Congress if their negotiations don't provide his ransom demands, $5.7 billion for a border wall. Not only is Trump threatening to disregard the authority of a co-equal branch of government, he's also undermining the entire intelligence community. You'll recall that on Tuesday, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, along with CIA Director Gina Haspel, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and other senior intelligence officials, delivered a report and testified before a Senate hearing on the most urgent global threats facing the United States. Their testimony contradicted many of Trump's ridiculous opinions related to national security. For example,
ISIS is intent on resurging and still commands thousands of fighters in Iraq and Syria.
We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly.
We currently assess that North Korea will seek to retain its WMD capabilities and is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities.
And the big thing is it will be a total denuclearization, which is already starting taking place.
You get the idea. Trump lashed out at the intelligence chiefs on Twitter, calling their assessments wrong and suggesting that, quote, intelligence should go back to school. On Thursday afternoon, Trump claimed there was no disagreement, instead claiming that the testimony was, quote, mischaracterized by the media, even claiming that intelligence officials had called it, quote, fake news.
Mr. President, did you talk to your intelligence chiefs today about the displeasure you had with their testimony?
I did, and they said that they were totally misquoted and they were totally, it was taken out of context. So what I do is I'd suggest that you call them. They said it was fake news, so which frankly
didn't
surprise me.
Well, we just ran exactly what they said to Congress.
Excuse me. It didn't surprise me at all. But we're here to talk right now about China.
Did the fact they didn't bring up the border as the world threat assessment, did that undermine or undercut what you've said that there's a crisis at the border?
We need a wall. And if we don't have a wall, we're never going to have security for our country.
But they didn't bring it up as part of the national security assessment. Does that undercut?
Please.
Again, the hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee was public and carried on multiple TV networks. Coates, speaking on behalf of the other five witnesses, submitted 42 pages of written testimony on a wide range of security threats. And video of the hearing was posted on the committee's website. But back to the wall for a moment. One of Trump's claims in favor of the wall is that drugs are pouring in through openings along the southern border. The fact is that most of the drugs are brought in through legal ports of entry, like this.
Customs and Border Protection says its officers found 254 pounds of fentanyl, more than twice the previous record seizure and worth $3.5 million. It was discovered in a truck trying to come from Mexico through the border checkpoint in Nogales, Arizona. When it drove through an X-ray scanner, officers noted something unusual about the floor of the cargo area. A drug-sniffing dog alerted to a spot in the truck that was loaded with cucumbers.
CBP officers discovered a non-factory compartment built under the trailer's floor, revealing numerous packages.
They also found nearly 400 pounds of methamphetamine. Fentanyl, a synthetic opioid, is up to 100 times more powerful than heroin, blamed for more than 28,000 overdose deaths in the U.S. in 2017. Despite President Trump's claims of smuggling all along the border, federal agents say most of the drugs come from Mexico through the checkpoints. Pete Williams, NBC News, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced Friday morning that the U.S. is formally withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement with Russia. The pact, signed in 1987, has kept the development of nuclear missiles in check since the days of the Cold War. And finally, the polar vortex seems to be on its way out, and not a second too soon.
In Michigan, the town of hell froze over.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.